Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis. It is Friday morning, and it has been so fun reading and praying through the book of, or at least the first chapter of Titus with all of you this last week. It really has been. And next week on Monday, we're going to get to Titus chapter 2, but there's one more line, one more phrase that I want to look at in Titus chapter 1. And so the title of the podcast this morning is All Things Pure, because in a moment, I'm going to read a line from Paul that we've probably heard of: to the pure, all things are pure. And we've heard that, but we might wonder, well, what exactly does that mean? And the reality is, it means so much. It's such an important phrase. It is so good. And so the title of the podcast this morning is All Things Pure. And when I was a young boy, I used to watch this cartoon called Master of the Universe, and the hero was He-Man, and the villain was Skeletor, and every time He-Man would face off with Skeletor, He-Man would hold up his sword, you know, to the sky and say, "I have the power," and a lightning bolt would come from the sky and illuminate, you know, the sword and He-Man, and he would be empowered to go off and to defeat Skeletor. I have the power. Well, remember, in Genesis 2, God creates Adam and Eve, and then he creates this beautiful world, and God says to Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful and multiply and rule my world." God basically says, "I have the power, I have the authority, and I want to share it with you, my image bearers." Now, this is big. This is one of the biggest ideas in Scripture. See, we are not created to be victims to anything in creation. And we're not created to be victims to anyone in creation. We're created to rule. We're created to steward creation. And honestly, that is what creation needs. Needs image bearers of God to take that role, to exert God's wise and loving stewardship within God's creation. We're princes and princesses in God's kingdom where God is the king. And of course, in Genesis 3, we give that away and we choose to victimize creation and to victimize other people. And we choose lying and evil and gluttony and abuse, and we walk away from the good life. But let's just for a moment dwell on this idea that we're image bearers of God, that we're to steward and exert God's authority over creation. That's big. That's exciting. It's energizing. And in Titus chapter 1, basically, Paul is saying what was pointed to in Genesis 1 and 2 is beginning to be unveiled in Jesus and by the power of the Spirit. This life is being brought to light by the gospel. And so within that context, in verse 15 in Titus chapter 1, to the pure, all things are pure. To the pure, all things are pure. Well, this phrase started as a way for Paul to talk to Jewish Christians, right, that had very strict dietary laws of all the food that was unclean. This phrase was a way for Paul to talk to these Jewish Christians about how all food has now been declared clean because of what Jesus has done. Paul basically says to those early churches, specifically Jewish Christians, "We have become clean. We have been purified by Christ, so we can't be made unclean by food, which makes all food clean." Now, often we stop there instead of saying, "Oh my gosh, that's what Genesis 1 and 2 was pointing to. God created all things and declared them good. And in Christ and by the power of the Spirit, We get to get going on the project that was stopped by sin in Genesis chapter 3. It's good, and it's to be received with thanksgiving. But this phrase developed, and here's kind of the fun part, this phrase developed into talking about all aspects of life. All the things, you know, that have been created and declared good. And our commission as image bearers to steward creation, to not be victimized by creation. And so when we look at qualifications of elders in the early verses of Titus chapter 1, notice Paul is covering the appropriate use of sex in marriage, which, by the way, God created and declared good, if it is stewarded appropriately. God created pleasure. Paul also talks about not being victimized by alcohol, which is called drunkenness, not being victimized by food, which is called gluttony, because God created food and drink, and he declared it good. To the pure, all things are pure. And by the way, that phrase, all things, is a Jewish way of talking about all things, all the things that God made, all those bits of creation that God made, sex and alcohol and food and money and relationship and faith, all those things that God made and declared good. And to the pure, those that have been purified by Jesus, all things are pure. Because to the pure, those that have been purified by Jesus, Paul says, to those that are taking authority over creation, those that are stewarding creation, those that are treating creation the way that God would treat it, those that are treating other people the way that God would treat them, those that are honoring creation and not exploiting it, enjoying, benefiting from, blessing creation or people, to the pure, all things, everything that God created, is pure. Or is being interacted with in a way that is pure, a way that is unto life. And if you just look through all those qualifications of the elders, it's the appropriate use and stewardship of sex and alcohol and food and money and relationship and faith that is unto life. So here's the truth. The truth is that Jesus has done it. And because Jesus has done it, the project that God started in Genesis 1 and 2 with his image bearers to tend the garden and expand the garden and to be pure and to interact with all creation in a pure way is now underway again because of Jesus Christ. So the truth is, you have been purified. You have been sanctified, which means to be made holy. And to the pure, all things are pure. That frees us from being victimized by anything that God has created. It frees us to bless other people and to treat other people and other things, everything that's been created, as God would treat them. So here's the question. How are we as purified people interacting with all things? Right? Are we interacting with all things? Sex, alcohol, food, money, relationship, faith, all things in a way that God would, in a way that is unto life, because we, according to Titus, to the pure, all things are pure. We're being restored to stewardship, to honoring all creation. This is the good life. This is Genesis 1 and 2, the project that went wrong, getting underway again. This is life, eternal life. And Paul says, hey, get started now. You're pure, and to the pure, all things are pure. So let's just enjoy that reality. Let's enjoy life. Let's enjoy all things. All things are spiritual. To the pure, all things are pure. And let's celebrate that idea and begin now to enjoy what we will enjoy for all eternity. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.